But did you hear about like the weird conspiracy theory that he's Michael Jordan's son?
Yeah, that's.
Heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard it.
What would be the odds of that actually happening? Like
almost zero.
yeah, like he had a kid, but then or rumors he had a kid or something.
I don't
Or
even know. People think they look alike.
People look alike all the time.
Right.
Like mine's Michael Cera, apparently.
I'm Aiden Ross.
Michael Cera's kid. I do see that.
Have we never talked about that?
No.
Dude, everybody says that.
I can't unsee it. Welcome to Sports and Stuff starring Michael Cera and Aiden Ross.
What is up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Carter.
And I'm Adam.
And let's get right into it.
Let's address the elephant in the room here. We are wearing the same shirt.
Listen.
It was uncoordinated.
Listen, it's denim day. We're trying to show support by wearing denim and letters. Not like we wear anything besides denim anyway.
Yeah, I know.
But we're showing support, and these are the only letters I have. I don't know what his excuse is, because he knew these were the only letters I have.
I didn't realize that, you know? I didn't think
I'm
of
new.
It. I was thinking on wearing my G.I. Joe one and wearing that one instead. But then I was like, you know what? I haven't actually worn this out yet before. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Why not?
So we're matching.
Yep.
It's all right. We're gonna match on Saturday, too.
Yeah, it's going to be drippy. Yeah, on Saturday, we got the award ceremony. So this is our first episode, or last episode before. So
it'll be fun, man.
We'll be really pissed if we don't.
I'm so excited for the food.
I know, dude. It's going to be so nice.
So good.
It's really so nice. It's like they have four-course meals or like a full course. So like they bring out the salads and then, you know, they put out like the main course and then they put out like the, you know, the dessert. It's so nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That was the fanciest dinner I've ever actually had. Like,
really?
Yeah. Dude, and then like, and then the only annoying part is that you do the eating and that's when they talk about like, they do like some of like the Idaho Press, like random things. Like they do like a nomination for, the new head of like the media, Idaho Press media stuff. And then you go through the awards, which this part kind of sucks is I thought you get to go up on stage when I first went last year.
Oh, you don't?
But you don't.
Oh, that's dumb.
What it is you go up or like. They have a slideshow, and it has all the award winners on it, and they literally just click through it. They go like it's very anticlimactic, but like they bring up a different person per like section, and they go like in for the category of whatever. So they'd be like for us, it'd be like for the category of the audio video division, general excellence, and they go like third, second, first. And then they'll name us for that. And then they like cheer at the end of each one. And then afterwards you pick up your plaques and everything that they have on like the tables.
Yeah.
If we get a plaque, if we get first, and then everything second and third, we get papers. So at least we got a paper. I'm pretty sure we got two plaques. I'm assuming.
Hope like, so.
I mean, I already know like the other competition for the sports. And no disrespect to them, but I feel like, I mean, we've had the experience, we've done it for a while.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're just generally like good to listen to or like, you know,
I mean, this is episode 81. We're established.
Yeah. I feel like that also really helps as well. So it's like, you know, but yeah, it would be really awesome to be able to do that and, you know, be able to relatively match my suit's a darker blue.
Mm.
But I mean, we're still gonna wear the white shirt, pink tie. It's gonna be dope. We're gonna put up the photos. It'll be so fire. Great time. Also, just like, you know, then we could put 3-time award winner.
Hopefully.
If we got 3.
Yeah. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, so that would be really fun.
I can't cross my fingers without like doing this.
Really?
I can't. This is as far as I can get.
Like it's like halfway.
I can't do it.
Dude, I could do it like without touching, okay.
I can't.
I could go fully. I could also like cross these ones as well.
Bro, what?
I
have to do that.
I could get this one. I just can't get like.
Even with hands. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, that I feel like that's our updates for this time.
This is a little bit of a hybrid episode.
Yeah.
Throwing it back to last year.
If you're
and stuff.
If you're an OG. OG listener, we used to do these like episodes where it wasn't really labeled a sports or a stuff episode. It was we just kind of had a little segment for stuff, and then we had a segment for sports. So I think we're going back to that.
Well, for this one.
Yeah, at least for this episode. And I think this episode's coming out on Thursday because the draft is on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll probably have it earlier, which is even more because we used to do those episodes on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. So, even more of a throwback. So, yeah. NBA playoffs.
You're waiting for me to take the lead, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Yeah. So, the playoffs, a couple teams are already out of the first round, but generally we're still in the first round. I guess I'll just go series by series. The Bucks and Heat.
That was insane, that last game.
They play tonight, and so it might be over by the time you hear this. But the Bucks and Heat are currently at 3-1 Heat, who are the 8 seed. Obviously, an 8 seed beating a 1 is super, super rare in the NBA. It has not happened very often. Obviously, Giannis got hurt and missed some time, but he came back for this game and played well, and they still lost because Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler. I mean,
yeah,
playoff Jimmy is a real, real thing. He had, I want to say, 56.
Yeah.
It was listed as the – there's a metric called game score that basically takes into account everything a player does in a game and rates their game. It was the highest game score by a Heat player in a playoff game in history. And you think of all the legendary players that have come through the Heat organization, the LeBron, Wade, Shaq even. Like, that's insane. And mm-hmm. he's all over that list in the top 10. Like, it's not a one-time thing. But, yeah, he put in 56 to have them up 3-1. Game 5 is in Milwaukee tonight. The Bucks are, like, 12-point favorites. So odds are stacked against Miami, but they should have been last game too. So
I mean, it kind of just sucks because – I mean, we've already seen this before where, you know, the Bucks versus Heat, and then Jimmy Butler's putting all he can. There's that iconic photo where he's like crouched over, like
trying so hard. That was against the Lakers, but yeah.
Oh, was it against the Lakers?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Because he carried them that whole run. Playoff Jimmy Butler is one of my favorite players to watch ever. Like, there's a select few guys who raise their game every year in the playoffs, and he is like front and center on that list. He's incredible. I'm not sure if there's anyone in the league right this second that I'd rather have take a clutch shot for me in the playoffs.
Kind of off topic, as crazy as that sounds. But did you hear about like the weird conspiracy theory that he's Michael Jordan's son?
Yeah, that's.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard it.
I'm like, what would be the odds of that actually happening? Like
almost zero.
Yeah, like. I don't even know what the grounds were on that. Wasn't it like he had a kid, but then rumors he had a kid or something?
I don't even know. People think they look alike. I don't know. It's dumb, but
people look alike all the time.
Right.
Like mine's Michael Sarah, apparently.
I'm Aiden Ross.
Michael Sarah's kid.
I'm Aiden Ross. So.
Aiden Ross. I do see that.
Have we never talked about that?
No.
Dude, everybody says that.
Dude, I'm everyone seeing it now. I can't that. Unsee it.
I know. Everyone Dude. Says that.
Welcome to Sports and Stuff starring Michael Cera and Aiden Ross. Oh, God, dude. That's so funny.
Hey, Aiden Ross had Sky Bree over for a night. Where's Sky Bree?
That's you know true. What
I'm anyway.
Dude, Michael Cera is classified as a wimp, so yours is a little bit better than mine. So
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, man. He have a chance to close it out tonight and move on. I doubt they do tonight, but I really do think the Heat are going to win the series.
You think the Heat are going to win the series?
Yeah, they're up 3-1.
But, like, the Bucks though, like, you don't think the Bucks are...
I don't think they're winning 3 in a row, no. The Heat are going to win the series. The Heat just have to win one of the next 3.
Yeah, but, dude, it's the Bucks. Like, yeah, I think...
They have a coach known for blowing playoff leads.
I still think the Bucks. I have faith in the Bucks here.
Playoff Jimmy's coming through.
Okay.
Moving on. Celtics and Hawks looked like a done deal. I mean, the Celtics took a huge commanding lead, and it looked like they were going to close them out early. Then Trae Young showed up. Trae Young has been struggling in the playoffs until the last 2 games. Not anymore. He, as we're recording this last night, he just hit a game-winning 3 from the logo. He pulled a logo 3 with like 3 seconds left with the season on the line and drilled it and then hit his little.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Trae Young, man. He's he's really fun to watch, and I've been watching him since high school. But yeah, I still don't think the Hawks have like a real chance of winning the series, which is crazy to say because they're only
against the Celtics too. So
they're
like,
only 2 games away right now. But I mean, with how good Jaylen Brown played yesterday, offensively at least, maybe not on the defensive end. But like Jaylen Brown had 35 on like 22 shots or something crazy like that. The Hawks still won. I don't know, man. And it was in Boston.
Yeah.
So now they go back home to Atlanta. And I'm a big believer in if a road team or if a team wins game six, they're going to win game seven. I don't know if the stats back that up at all. I just, when a team wins game six down 3-2, I always think they're going to win game seven. So we'll see what happens. The Celtics were obviously my finals winner pick, which is crazy to think about, but the Hawks are making it fun. And this is especially big news because even if the Celtics do close them out, which they probably will, this next series, I mean, this creates a huge advantage for Philadelphia. Obviously, the 76ers swept the Nets, and Embiid got hurt. And he's hurt, like, pretty bad. He said that he was going to be 50% at the start of the next series.
Yeah.
But then the Hawks won 2 games. So if the Hawks can keep this going, it's just more and more rest for Joel Embiid to gear up and get healthy, which is great. Like, we want everyone at full strength. So, yeah, the Sixers swept the Nets. The Nets are not the same team that got them into this playoff spot. So this was kind of expected by everybody. It was cool to see Mikal Bridges be Mikal Bridges. He's an awesome player to watch. He's going to be a star for a long time. But yeah, the Sixers are getting a lot of much-needed rest while the Celtics struggle to put away Trae Young. But that's all. No, it's not all, because the Cavs versus Knicks are still in the East.
Yep.
This one is a surprise to me. I thought the series was like going to be super even. I thought it was going to be like each team takes one, alternating. The Knicks are up 3-1. And they're going to be on the road in Cleveland tonight to try to close out the series. Cleveland just can't put it together. Like, they don't.
I had a feeling the Knicks were going to take this one. I mean,
it's starting to become very clear that Cleveland doesn't have anybody, at least anybody consistently playing good minutes for them, that can shoot and defend on the same night. It just isn't happening. And it seems like Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland are alternating bad games right now, which you just can't have, especially when Jalen Brunson, who is another guy who turns it up in the playoffs, is just hooping right now. And I'm not so sure how I feel about J.B. Bickerstaff putting the guys on Brunson that he's putting on them, but he doesn't have a lot of options right now. I don't know. This is going to be a tough one for the Cavs to win, I think. They just can't put it together for a full game right now. And if they can, they are the better team. Absolutely. But they just can't do it right now. So I'm sure it's frustrating to watch as a Cavs fan, Nessie. But the Knicks are in a very commanding position. Even if they drop this one, they'll be up 3-2 going home. It's hard to see a way that the Cavs win this series.
Yeah.
At least for me.
I agree.
Grizzlies. Out of the East, though. I'm still taking the Celtics as of now.
Okay, if the Bucks lose, then
you can't say if. Like, as of right this second, who's coming out of the East?
I want to say Bucks. Still, man. I'll be confident in the
Bucks.
They might
be eliminated by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
That'll look bad. Okay, what hypothetically, if the Bucks do get eliminated, I would say Heat, the winner of that game,
or you that think series. The Heat would make it to the finals?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, at this point. They're obviously missing Tyler Hero, but he would be back by the finals, supposedly. And it's not 100%, but he'd have a chance. Moving on to the West, the Nuggets closed out the Wolves.
Yeah, I felt bad, though, about that one.
Not a whole lot to say about this series. We all knew this was happening. The Wolves made it interesting. There were a few good games, but that's all I got to say.
Well, I thought the Wolves were going to be way better.
They might have been if they didn't have...
Yeah, Rudy Gobert and, like, that whole situation and, like...
And the broken hand. Yeah. Like, just, it all crumbled at the end of the season. But what is clear, they paid way too much for Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Way
100%.
Too much. Think about one of the pieces the Jazz got out of the many pieces was Walker Kessler. And Walker Kessler's not as good as Rudy Gobert. But he wasn't super far off. Like, he wasn't... The gap wasn't... as big as it should be.
And also, like, if you're having team chemistry issues, which is, like, a big thing, like, like, I mean, obviously they did have the scene, like, the thing of, like, where Rudy Gobert was getting pissed off at the ref, and then they ended up stopping him. So, like, that was, like, something.
Gobert just... But, I'm sorry. Gobert, on the contract he's on, with the lack of offensive talent he has, I don't think you can win a championship with Rudy Gobert on your roster until his contract is up and he gets a new deal. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it seems like Karl Anthony Towns has plateaued, maybe even gotten worse over the last couple of years, which is frustrating to see because he has so much potential. It's just not working out for the Wolves right now, but I'm sure they'll run it back next year. They still have really good pieces. They just can't put it together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Grizzlies Lakers. So I caught a little bit of heat when I came on here very confidently and said the Lakers are going to the finals. I don't look that stupid right now. Obviously, this could age very poorly. But the Lakers are up 3-1. Obviously helped out a little bit because Ja is dealing with a hand injury. But, I mean, the Lakers look good, man. Like, LeBron only had 22 points in their last game, and he was kind of struggling. He was passive in the fourth quarter. It didn't look like they were going to pull that one out. But he ended with 22 and 20 rebounds.
Yeah.
He hit the shot that sent it to overtime, and he really hit the dagger, which very fittingly was an and one on Dylan Brooks. Not only that, he did it driving left. And if you remember earlier in the year when the Grizzlies played the Lakers, the Grizzlies won. They interviewed Brooks after, and they're like, yeah, just force LeBron to go left. Like, you'll be fine. So what does he do? He goes left and gets a dagger and one on Dylan Brooks. I love it.
Dude, yeah. And, like, that whole thing where he's like, nah, he's old, and then they lose the next two games.
Yeah, Dylan,
and
he only puts Dylan up Brooks, 6 points. Hey, he was talking a lot after they took the only game they've won so far. And then after the last two losses, he hasn't even talked to the media. He declined. And Damian Lillard sent out a tweet yesterday that I'm assuming was about Dylan Brooks. He said, like, you can't be him one day and then have an identity crisis the next.
Yeah, like...
Which, I don't know who else that would be about.
Well, you can't, like, talk... You have to, you know, if you want to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. Like, if you want
to... Even if you lose, it's better to talk and face it. Either admit you're wrong. Keep your story going. Don't say nothing. Like,
yeah,
that's the worst thing he could have done. And that's what he did twice in a row. And that game also is tonight. It'll be in Memphis. Lakers have a chance to close them out on the road. Grizzlies just don't look good, man. I would be surprised to see the Lakers. I would be very surprised to see this even go to a game seven. And I think the Lakers close them out tonight.
Yep, I agree. I mean, the Grizzlies look really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
The Lakers have had a top three record in the league since the trade deadline. Like, they are not a normal seven seed. They started off real slow, but they turned it around. They dropped some pieces that were hurting them, added a lot of pieces that are helping a lot right now. I really think they're going to the finals. But the winner of that series will play the winner of this next series, which is the Kings-Warriors. Kings started hot. They started out 2-0. They were looking good. And then the Warriors evened it up. So
I feel like I was pretty confident, even though when they went down 2-0, that they were going to put up a good fight in this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
it's the Warriors.
It's the Warriors.
That's all we really need to say.
They have Steph Curry on their team. Like, yeah. I mean.
Draymond got suspended a game, but they won anyway. They go back to Sacramento.
De'Aaron Fox also fractured his finger. He still says he's going to play.
De'Aaron Fox was listed, like, right after the last game as doubtful for Game 5 because he broke his index finger on his shooting hand, which is a huge deal.
That's a big thing.
It's a huge deal. But he said there's no way he doesn't play.
Which, I mean, I don't know if that's really helpful. Like, it depends on how well he can actually play on that. But if he can't play well, then, like, you're just hurting your team just by forcing yourself out there.
I think you got to trust guys to know themselves, though.
Yeah.
Like, if De'Aaron Fox wants to play, you don't sit him.
Yeah.
My opinion, at least. But, yeah, it's 2-2, Game 5 in Sacramento tonight, Wednesday, obviously. And the Warriors are very short favorites, but it's pretty even. So should be a good game. It's been a really entertaining series so far. And I'm still pulling for the Kings, man. This is the first time they've made the playoffs in so long. I want the Kings.
I mean, we already know my King story, so.
Very true.
Yep.
And then the last series, Suns-Clippers. Over.
Yep.
The Suns won in five after the Clippers. The Clippers took game one. After the Clippers took game one, I walked up to Kanan, who is a very big Clippers guy, and I said, I'll bet you $20 right now. Down 0-1, the Suns win this series. He wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Smart by him. Obviously, the Clippers were not at full strength. Paul George hurt. Kawhi Leonard hurt and, like, load managing in the playoffs. Like,
well, they said he had a torn meniscus today.
Right, yeah. The load managing thing was just what people were saying. Obviously, it's not true. He's not going to load manage in the playoffs. But they were hurt again, and it feels like it's time to blow that up. I mean, looking back at the trade they made to get those guys in there, I mean, well, first of all, they gave up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, which in itself, a one-for-one swap of George for Gilgeous-Alexander favors the Thunder.
Yeah.
And then they gave up so much more. It's just, I like swinging for the fences. I think if they could go back and do it again, I think they'd probably do it again.
Well, even like with all the rumors like of the special treatment that they got, like Kawhi and PG while there, that also probably didn't really help the whole team dynamic where they were getting special, you know, like being treated like kind of like divas in a way.
It would have been interesting to see this team fully healthy because Russ kicked it back into gear, not in game five, but he kicked it back into gear when he joined the Clippers, and just seeing them with a fully healthy squad would have been cool, but I think it's time to blow it up.
Yeah.
I think it's officially time to give up on this experiment. And Kawhi, man, like, Kawhi is a Hall of Fame level player that just doesn't play.
Yeah.
It's so sad to see. It sucks, man, because he's another guy who really elevates his game in the playoffs, but we just can't see him play. Mm-hmm. It's frustrating. But, yeah, that's where the playoffs are at right now. The only matchup set for the next round so far is Nuggets-Suns. I like the Suns in that one.
Me too. I mean, Suns were my pick out of the
I think they're
the
clicking
West.
Now.
They're still my pick.
Kevin Durant, man. I love KT. But I'm sticking with my original pick before the playoffs of Celtics-Lakers.
Me too. And I'm sticking with mine, which is Bucks-Suns.
Bucks-Suns, yeah. Both still have a good chance at, well, I think the Bucks are getting closed out. But
well,
we'll see what happens.
Yep.
That's where we're at in the NBA.
And then on NFL, thank goodness. Thank you.
The most ungrateful fan of all time.
The Jets. Okay, well, I was sentimental when he made that post, but it was time to move on. Like, it was time to move on from Aaron. Like, you just saw it writing on the walls. Like, it was just,
For 5 years.
We both needed fret, like, both teams needed a fresh start, like, or like both parties, like Aaron and the Packers, just need a fresh start. Like, and they had this trade. If I'm going to be honest, I like what the Packers got for it.
The more I look at it, the better it is for the Packers.
Okay,
because there's a very real chance he could have retired and they would have gotten nothing.
Yeah, there's a, and then if you think about it, I'm considering this two first round picks because unless he gets injured, they're getting. I mean, they're getting two first-round picks, which I was hoping they would at least get one.
It's basically just actually, one because one is a swap.
Yeah, that's
two
true.
Spots.
They got one first, and then they got a second.
They moved up two spots in this draft. So the full details are the Jets get Rodgers. They get pick 15 and pick 170 in this draft. On the Packers' side, they get pick 13 this draft, pick 42 this draft, pick 207 this draft, and a 2024 second that is upgraded to a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps this year, which, barring injury, he will. Now, he's been injured before, but I'd have a hard time seeing him not playing 65% of the snaps.
Yeah.
When you think about it, just
unless he broke his collarbone again or something. Right. Like,
with the fact that he could have retired, with the fact that he told the Packers where he wanted to go, so they really didn't have leverage, getting this out of that, not bad at all.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, you move up in this draft, you get a second in this draft, and even if he gets injured, you get a second next year.
And there's even reports now that are coming out that the Packers might even want to move in the top 10.
You think it's for a quarterback?
There's no way. No way.
Imagine. Dude. Imagine they trade up and take like
a quarterback.
Stroud or something.
Dude, that'd be insane. Well, my kind of thought process, and I said this on the show before, was that I would rather them, if they got a first-round pick, get it next year. Mm-hmm. Because I think that was more realistic because people don't really see the longer
this year,
term.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, if they do have that, like, if they do get a pick next year and the Packers suck, let's say that hypothetically, they get what, like a fifth to tenth round pick, plus they also get the one from the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
That will be enough firepower, as well as using, you know, the second round, plus, you know, maybe a player as well to maybe even move up to get in play for Drake May or Caleb Williams. Probably not Caleb Williams because he's probably going first overall.
You never know, man.
I mean, it depends on who's the team there.
Things change like, so much throughout the year.
Like, let's say, like, the Colts, they pick a quarterback here and then they suck again and they get the first overall. Like, they're not picking another quarterback. Like, right. So that could be a thing where even
could,
like the Browns
could trade out of one. Someone could trade out for a quarterback.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we could see with that, but I'd rather have at least firepower for next year if we do suck and Jordan Love does suck. I still think he's not going to be as great.
Well, the interesting thing, honest. They have to choose now whether or not to pick up his fifth year option before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know nothing about this guy. And you already have to decide whether or not you want to pick up his option.
I mean, they're going
to
pick it up. I
think you should.
They definitely have to. Unless they draft a quarterback.
Well, because even, like, say they don't pick it up and he plays well this year, that next deal is going to be a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So you're wasting a year of a rookie contract. So I think you got to take the risk and accept his option.
And I mean, I really trust the Packers organization. I think they're really smart with their picks.
For the most part, maybe not the Love one, but
well, if Love ends up turning out really good,
honestly, even if he turns out to be good, I think it was a dumb pick.
Yeah,
you were in a spot where the contention window was open. Like, you weren't ever the best team in the league, but you were there.
If we got a good receiver in that draft, was that the Jefferson draft?
It was.
If we would have gotten Jefferson, if we would have moved up,
because Love was 25, I want to say Jefferson was 22.
Oh yeah, because he got picked right before that. I remember that. If we would have gotten a player that was like,
do you imagine Ayuk with Rodgers?
Oh, dude, imagine Jefferson with
Ayuk
Rodgers
next to Devontae with Rodgers.
Dude,
well, thank you for not doing that.
If we moved up and got Jefferson, it's Devontae and
that
Rodgers.
Would have been disgusting.
And Aaron Jones.
But, like, you wouldn't have even need to move up more than you did to get Ayuk because he was there at 25.
Well,
we took him at, like, 30 or 31 or something like that.
Like, dude, ridiculous. But, yeah, I mean,
it's going to be an interesting year for the Packers.
Yeah, it will definitely be probably a dud year, maybe, most likely.
Who knows?
I mean,
like,
the
team isn't bad.
The conference also sucks, too. Like, yeah. The Lions kind of were nerve-wracking, but then they also lost.
Are gonna be good.
They lost quite a few players to the betting. Jamison Williams.
It's only six games, though.
Yeah, that's true. And
I don't know why.
We'll have to definitely see about that. And then the Bears as well. They seem like they might be on the uprise, but their whole front office.
This is a big draft for Chicago.
Yeah, like, their front office. I don't trust them as much, so I don't think that they're
really... The reality is, the Bears' future hinges right now on Justin Fields' development.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm a Fields believer
to
an extent, but if he can't progress past what he's been, like, in a pretty big way, it's going to be another rough couple of years for the Bears.
Yeah. Bears, Lions, Vikings are probably going to take a step back. I mean, if we're...
Maybe,
gonna be
honest. Yeah.
I don't even think they're going to have Kirk. Who knows? Yeah, there has been talks as well for the draft. I think this is the biggest storyline right now is the Will Levis thing, where apparently Will Levis, he ended up saying, according to Reddit, that...
This was crazy.
This was weird.
He moved... Okay. Will Levis is, in my opinion, the clear-cut worst of the four quarterbacks at the top of the board, okay?
I actually changed my opinion on Will Levis.
He is an older, worse Anthony Richardson. That's what he is.
Yeah, but he's also smarter than Anthony Richardson.
He's not. You don't know that.
Yeah, according to that test, I really value that test quite a bit.
Stupid,
dude.
So Bryce Young
got 99.
CJ Stroud should go like undrafted then.
Well, he's probably not going to go undrafted because of his talent.
Score.
Yeah, he got a really bad score. That's why I would not pick him in the first round.
What he said? He's like, yeah, I don't need a test to tell me I'm smart. Like, I'm a smart football player. Absolutely.
I think
you're putting a little too much into that test. I don't think it matters as much as
I think it does quite a bit.
We'll see.
There are I think it at least gives you insurance as well because another person who did score really well on that test or on, like, you know, those, what's like those type of tests. Again? I don't remember. Was Ryan Fitzpatrick, which Ryan Fitzpatrick, he was never a star player. Like, he's a
career backup.
But he did have serviceable times, which, I mean,
you're not drafting a guy at where Will Levis is going to be drafted.
I know, but
to
if that's the minimum, is like that, Wonder like, lick. It's, I think that I would put pretty, and that's something that I have thought of quite a bit as like the deciding factor for quarterbacks is like you could have the talent, but if you don't have the intelligence, because you have to be really smart to be quarterback, because you have to, you know, read the field, you have to anticipate throws, you have to anticipate where the defense is, you have to read the defense, you have to know what the defense is prior to the play going. Like, this ain't Madden where you can see little bubbles for the, you know, the screen, like, for what zones they're in.
I'm going to read you the top 10 Wunderlich scores of all time for quarterbacks.
Okay.
And you tell me how much this really matters. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Greg McElroy.
Okay.
Jason Maas. Blaine Gabbert.
Okay.
Drew Henson. Ryan Nassib. Bruce Eugene. Hugh Millen. Carson Wentz. Alex Smith. I'm just going to keep going. Daryl Hackney. Jeff Matthews. Sean Mannion. Nate Stanley. Todd Husak. Brian Greasy. Like,
dude,
none of those.
Yeah, but that is also,
there is like one elite season combined through that entire list. I just
was Carson Wentz.
Was Wentz's one season.
I think that is something really big right now. I don't know. Like, that's also a different wave of quarterbacks, I feel like, from all those people being read right there and these new quarterbacks. I think that I definitely think that there is a big aspect of games, which
Jared
is
Jared Goff
the,
over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but that's also like, what did Aaron Rodgers score on it?
35.
He scored a 35.
Yeah, which is higher than Tom Brady's. Tom Brady was 33.
Isn't that out of a 99?
Tom Brady was 33. Drew Stanton was a 35.
Man.
So, Tom Brady was a 33. You know who else was a 33? Nate Peterman.
Oof. I still feel like there's a mentality aspect of it where
Philip Rivers got a 30.
Really?
He is below Bryce Petty.
I think I still feel like there's definitely an IQ. What?
Josh Rosen got the same score as John Elway.
Really? What did they get?
29.
Oh, man.
Jimmy Garoppolo got a higher score than Drew Brees and Peyton Manning. Tess is okay. Stupid. I'm sorry. It's dumb.
I think that I still feel like there is that aspect of, like,
I'm not saying it's nothing, but,
and,
like, you read
down the test, yeah, like, I feel like that's a, I mean, compared with, like, the attributes, like, obviously, first overall, I'm picking Bryce Young. Like,
I'm not.
You're not? Who are you picking first? Anthony Richardson?
You know exactly who, dude, I'm picking first. The guy with the highest ceiling that I've seen ever.
I think Bryce Young has to go first, like, overall.
I think he probably will. I mean, he canceled his meetings with other teams.
Yeah, I think the Levis, like, going first, that's BS.
We didn't even get into how
this
all
started.
Yeah,
we didn't even get into that.
So Levis was, like, 4,000-1 to be the first overall pick a couple nights ago, okay? Like, it just wasn't going to happen, even as his stock has been rising. And then all of a sudden, some dude on a Reddit board posts a comment that's like, yeah, I know Will Levis. Carolina said they're taking him. Or, whoa. They're taking him.
Or no, it was Will Levis was saying that Carolina's picking him first and just telling people that.
And, like, overnight, the odds moved, and I think Levis got as high as, like, 4-1 odds. Like, he became, like, the favorite almost. And I think he still is the favorite to be the second overall pick, which is insane. Like, he's just,
well, that's even weirder because
he's old, man. He's old.
The weird thing about him going second is I feel like at this point, the Texans didn't seem like they wanted a quarterback. Which,
and
I mean, that could have been a smokescreen.
Be him.
Like, it seemed like they were kind of putting him a smokescreen. And
Levis will be 28 by the time the Texans are competent.
If I'm going to be honest, I think if the Texans, if they draft Will Anderson right there at number two, and then they move up with their second pick and get Will Levis later in the top 10, maybe, I think he'll probably slip in the top 10. They would win that draft. Gross. I think so. Gross. In the first round, I think they'd win.
Gross.
They get Will Anderson and Will Levis. Like,
gross.
I think that, that would be, you know, a solid defensive player filling the hole at quarterback.
Elite
that they
defensive
need.
Player. Yeah, and you fill you
probably the best defense. I mean,
arguably.
Yeah, like I mean,
and then you replace your quarterback with a bust.
I mean, Davis Mills is okay, also
he,
a bust.
He might not bust, but yeah. Well, Davis Mills was taken in the third.
That's true. Yeah,
not in the top 10. Where Will Levis is supposed to go. I just don't understand. So, obviously, I'm a huge Anthony Richardson fan. That's no secret. I totally understand and can totally justify Young and Stroud over Richardson. Makes total sense to me. I don't see any logical argument for Levis over Richardson. They are similar, like, they have similar play styles, but Richardson is better. Richardson is better and, more important, he is significantly younger.
Well, okay,
and he's bigger.
My thing is with Anthony Richardson, I could see him being good in, but the only way I could see him being good is if he lands on the right team. If
that's
he lands
that's
on
how
a,
everybody is.
If he lands on it, yeah, that's true. If he lands on a team that like doesn't help him with his decision making, because I think that's his biggest thing.
If he lands on a team that forces him to play right away and doesn't play to his strengths, he's screwed.
Yeah.
He'll bust.
Like
100%.
He'll 100% bust. And I also think that it also comes down to his, like, I mean, there have been reports of, like, him being, you know, really good at, like, the interviews and, like, seeing, like, he has, like, a really good work ethic. But I think that's also a really big thing, like, because, I mean, the biggest one is, like, Zach Wilson and also, like, recent. And also there's, what's his
ethic?
Face? Yeah.
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell. Yeah. And those are the two biggest ones that, like, they... I mean, they had pretty big potential. Like, they, you could see, like, the talent there. But, I mean, obviously.
I don't know if work ethic is the primary issue with Wilson.
What
well, I
that
think
was his thing was, like, he didn't want
Wilson,
to work to fix his game.
What I think happened with Wilson is he played in a conference that allowed him to play with a certain play style, and he tried to replicate that in the NFL, and he just doesn't have the arm talent for that. Because the only guy with the arm talent to play how Zach Wilson plays successfully is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, maybe Allen, Rodgers, whatever. But there's a very small, short list of people who can successfully play the way he wants to play.
But that's also, like...
And I think that after he struggled early, I think he just got in his head. I think...
Well, I think it's, like, working towards...
a big mental thing right
working
now.
Working towards, like, fixing... you know, your game and adjusting it
yeah,
and putting the work
in
for that.
I don't think we can know how much work he's putting
in. There was those like reports that were like, he likes football. He doesn't love football, isn't committed to it. Like that's something like those things.
People say that all the time. Like,
but I think that might be the biggest thing.
When Anthony Edwards was coming out in the NBA draft, they were saying like, oh yeah, he likes basketball. He loves football. Like, don't take this guy number one. And now you look at him, like all he wants to do is hoop.
Yeah.
All he wants to do is hoop, and he's very, very good at it. Like, I just...
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously, a lot of the reports that come out are true. There are a lot of people who know a lot more about what's going on than we do. But a lot of them are not true, also.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's kind of just pick... For us, it's just picking and choosing what we believe.
Yeah.
Right? So it makes it hard, but I don't know. I just don't see it with Levis. He's a smaller, slower, worse, older Anthony Richardson. Not saying he can't be good. I just don't see the logic in taking him over Richardson at all. I feel like if you like Levis, you gotta like Richardson. He's a better version. But
yeah, and it's also so weird because like when you look at quarterbacks before the draft, you're like, oh, they could definitely, you know, they could probably be a bust, maybe not. And then afterwards, you're like, oh yeah, they're definitely a bust.
We'll never
like,
know.
Yeah.
And hindsight is always 20/20. You can always look back. I guess not always. Like, I still don't understand how Brock Purdy's good. But most of the time, you can look back at a player's, like, tape from college and understand, oh, yeah, like, this is why they're good. Or, oh, yeah, this is why they're bad. And I think we're getting that hindsight a lot with, like, Zach Wilson right now. We're getting that a lot with Patrick Mahomes because, I mean, he was flashing what he could be in college. But
yeah.
I don't know. The Bears decided that a one-year starter was a better idea. Who knows, man?
Oh, man.
I put this in here. There's a lot of uncertainty at the top of the board. I feel like for the first time in a while, this is the most uncertain I've been about the draft.
Yeah.
I have, like, there's four guys that could go number one. Legitimately. There are four. And
it's got to be a quarterback. I mean,
right,
I think
and there's four quarterbacks they might take.
Yeah.
It's probably
I have a hard time seeing
it's most
likely Young.
It's most likely Young.
But the thing is,
this time last year, we all knew it was Trevon Walker.
Actually, no, because it was Aiden Hutchinson, and then Aiden Hutchinson, Aiden Hutchinson, and then the week before, they're like, you know what, Trevon Walker.
And we're a day before the draft. So last year, we knew. Remember, like, the day before the draft, Baker Mayfield got drafted. It was all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield's going to be first, and then he was.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, from the second the Bengals season ended, they knew they were taking Joe Burrow first overall.
Yeah, like, that was pretty unanimous.
I feel like there's usually a more popular pick at number one than there is this year. There's a lot more confusion. And it's not just at spot one. Like, at spot two, it could be quarterback. It could be edge. They could trade down. Like, there's just...
They're not trading down, Carolina.
No, Texans.
Oh, I was like, they traded up. Why would they trade down?
No, the Texans probably won't trade down, but I'd be really surprised if the Cardinals don't at three.
Dude, if they get Will Anderson, like I said, if they get Will Anderson draft up or trade up, that would be
I think trading up for Levis is a terrible
idea. Do you know what would be also interesting? Maybe.
What I think would be interesting would be if they took a defender and then another good player, sucked again, and then got Caleb or Drake next year.
Well, I was going to say they get, you know, two good players, then they also trade a third, fourth for Trey Lance.
Trey Lance isn't going for a third. No chance.
There's no way they're going to get a second. I think it
would take a two.
He hardly even played. Like,
he's still Trey Lance, bro. If Trey Lance, okay.
He's played one game in like 10 years.
I'll put it this way. You drop Trey Lance in this draft. Current Trey Lance, with everything we know about him, he's easily a first round pick. Easily.
Like, well, yeah, easily first round. Like,
yeah. So why would we trade him for a third?
Yeah, because
we wouldn't.
I mean, doesn't make his any injury, or 49ers would shop him.
You are right that teams won't pay a first for Lance. Absolutely, they won't right now. But I don't think that just, like, you don't...
I feel like that'd be a steal for a third round pick for him.
You don't sell someone off just because people won't pay what you want. Like, you don't settle for less because people aren't giving you what you want. If someone offered a first for Lance, he's gone.
Do you think Lance is getting drafted or traded this draft?
I don't think so. And this is why. Because if someone offered a first, he's gone. If someone offered a two, I'm sure they'd think about it. I still would lean no. A third... I don't even know why they'd pick up the phone for a third round pick. They traded two firsts and a third for him. So at this point, I think that the benefit of getting a third round pick or maybe even a second is not worth like missing out on seeing what he is, especially because there's a high chance Brock Purdy won't be playing at the beginning of the year. So what are you going to do? Run with Darnold? Like you take your third round pick and Sam Darnold and run with that? No, you let Trey Lance play because you invested so much into him.
Yeah. And I mean,
like, this is as horrible as it is that Brock Purdy got injured. No one wants that. But this sets up a situation where they are going to get a few games of Trey to see what he is. And then based on that, they can make their choice. Whereas if Purdy was healthy, Lance wouldn't play. If Purdy was healthy right now, I think Lance would be traded this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think he's going to start week one. I think he'll probably get three or four games before Purdy comes back, and they're going to have a choice to make. And hopefully he makes that a tough choice, or hopefully he just blows that out of the water and makes an easy
choice.
That's
the scary thing is, like, I mean, they get to see them at practice. So if he absolutely sucks at practice, like, practice is, like, one thing, games are another. But if he's, like, showing not much at practice, like, really bad, and then – they're able to get a third for him if he played three games and sucked. Well, I think
if you get through to like training camp at that point and Lance is still on the roster, there's no point in trading him then. Like, you let him play then.
Well, there's teams that, like, I mean, teams trade players on draft night. Last time it was, you know, was it Marquise Brown last time too? Hollywood Brown last draft.
And then it was
AJ Brown. Yeah. Like, those are players that didn't think that they were going to be moved. I mean,
AJ kind of.
Well, AJ Brown. Because
they didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, well, like, I thought he was probably going to get, like, I wanted the Packers to trade for him. But then there's reports that they're like, oh, we're not going to leave him or we're not going to move him. And then all of a sudden they did draft night.
They just didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, like, that's, which, I mean,
but for Traylon. I don't think that the value of a day two pick is worth missing out on seeing what he could be, especially when an unfortunate injury has presented a perfect opportunity to give him a trial run, right? So I think you, as crazy as it may sound, you got to go all in on Lance this offseason, give him all the QB1 reps, let him do everything, start him week one, and see what happens. Because the reality is, if Trey Lance reaches his potential, if he puts it together, he's better than Purdy could ever dream of being.
Yeah, that's true.
And he might not. He hasn't so far, but he showed flashes. And I don't think that trading him for a day two pick is smart. I would be really upset if we did that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I think that could be, he could be a surprise mover.
I really hope not, man. The only way I would be happy with moving him is if we got a first.
There's no way. There's right. No, yeah.
Which is why I hope we don't.
Yeah.
A second, I would be a little torn. If I'm GM, I'm not trading him for a second. But John Lynch might, and he might start Sam Darnold week one, which I God.
Dude, why? Okay, if they got Sam Darnold and start Sam Darnold over Lance.
Like if both are on the roster?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then it's cooked. It's over.
Yeah, like that's in, if they had to get Sam Darnold, and right now you're in San Francisco's front office, you're like, Sam Darnold's doing way better than Lance right now.
They can't know that right
now,
though.
Lance is third. Well, like, if they... Yeah, I mean...
They're not going to know that until camp, which makes it tough. But, yeah, like, I think that the number one thing Lance needs is just playing time. Like, he's played 3 or 4 games.
I mean, he's had flashes. Like, he's had, like, the 70... Wasn't it his first throw was a 75-yard touchdown?
That was preseason, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, he has definitely flashed. He played pretty well against the Texans in that spot start he had 2 years in his rookie year. He's flashed.
Didn't he play like decent and then he got injured? Like he played all right. Like he wasn't like, whoa, jumping off the screen.
So
when
Jimmy got hurt and Lance started against the Cardinals and he struggled. It was rough. But to be fair, I mean, that was the most penalty yards I've seen us get in a really long time. Every time he took off to run, we held every time. And then he got hurt in that game. He hit his hand on a helmet. And so even if they wanted to start him after that, they had to go back to Jimmy because Jimmy was healthy. But I don't know, man. I want to see what he can do. And I also think if you dropped him in the draft right now, I think he'd be a first half of the first round pick. I think that if he never came out when he did and he stayed in college this whole time and came out now as a prospect, he would be the clear-cut first overall pick.
I don't think so. I think...
Why not? He was third overall pick after playing one season.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I think Bryce Young still has more potential than...
And it was the draft with Trevor Lawrence. Like, Trevor Lawrence was a generational
prospect.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, I mean, Zach Wilson went over him.
Yeah, that one I can't justify. That was just stupid.
Was already locked in like a month beforehand, too.
Oh, yeah. We knew the Jets were taking him.
Yeah.
And we knew the Jags were taking Lawrence. This is what I'm talking about. Like, this year is so much more uncertain.
Yeah. And, well, even beforehand, like going with the 49ers, we knew they were taking a quarterback if they traded up. And
it was never Mac. That was all smoke.
They're like, oh, Mac?
No. I'll be honest. During the draft process, I had the quarterbacks ranked. I had Lawrence at 1. And then I had like a 2A, 2B, Fields 2A, Lance 2B. I slightly preferred Fields to Lance. And then I had Mac and then Wilson. But I preferred Fields a little bit. I was happy with Lance, mostly because it wasn't Mac Jones.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He deserves a shot, man. But, yeah, I'm sure I will talk about Trey Lance a lot over the offseason. So we can move on a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
into our stuff segments.
Move off of sports a little bit and talk about something crazy.
Yeah.
If you're on the internet at all, I'm sure you've seen the AI trend that's going on right now where people are taking either lyrics that they write and record or already recorded songs, usually really popular ones, and putting them in an AI model that basically makes it another artist's voice. So the most popular ones are definitely like Kanye and Drake right now. They're getting a lot of them. I've seen a lot of Juice and X ones because, you know, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are scary, man.
Well, the one you sent me, Winter's Cold, dude.
There's a Drake AI song called Winter's Cold.
That sounds just like him. Like,
not only does it sound just like him, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Well, and then the crazy part about this whole thing is that it, like, with AI, you know, there's always that knock where it doesn't sound like there's emotion with it. Like, you don't have, like, the
flow. And you see a lot of those. You see a lot of those where it's like, yeah, because it sounds like him.
Well, they're putting words
him.
Together. Like,
yeah.
And that's what it kind of, like,
but
it doesn't sound that one.
Some of them.
There was, like, a change in, like, tone and everything in that song.
There was
like,
a Kid Laroi one where it was, like, an original song. Like, someone wrote their own stuff and recorded it and put the AI Kid Laroi thing on it. Sounded just like it, like the emotion and everything. And a lot of the X ones get like the little like rasp and the little like just the little things he does
yeah.
when he sings, which is insane to me. Like, it's terrifying.
I mean, obviously, some are trash, like you could
oh,
tell.
Yeah, 100%. But like, someone made an AI song of Drake in the Weeknd and uploaded
yeah,
it to Spotify.
Yeah, that one was the biggest one.
And it was, I don't even know how many plays it's at, but it was a lot. Like,
yeah, and then. They're even talking about, like, well, how would you even sue? Like,
yeah, what do you do?
Do you sue the creator where the creator could probably make the defense? Oh, well, the AI made
honestly,
it.
If I'm Drake, just re-record them.
Yeah.
If Drake put out some of these songs that, like, AI Drake
well, made
is
it better,
having, like,
if it, he made them better, like, if he.
He doesn't
if
even
he,
have to make them better.
Well, if he listened to it and he's like, dude, I can make this even better. And be like, I could do it better than AI.
If Drake dropped Winter's Cold right now, if he recorded it as is and just
that's
dropped
true.
It,
yeah,
that's top 10 on Billboard mm-hmm. easily. Like, it's,
yeah,
which is crazy to think. This really illustrates the point that I like to talk about.
There's
a lot.
No way, like, they're allowing the AI people to benefit off that because they're using Drake's likeness in his voice, where it's like,
yeah.
That's just ridiculous. You're able to make, like, hypothetically, if we were successful, someone can make an AI of our voices
mm-hmm.
and an AI of our video.
Or like you see the ones of like presidents
it.
Too.
Yeah. Dude, okay. Those Joe Biden,
maybe
Donald Trump.
The gaming videos are hilarious, but
yeah.
Maybe my favorite AI thing ever. There's a cover on YouTube of Locked Up by Akon sang by Donald Trump.
Really?
And it is so funny. It is.
Dude.
Oh, it kills me. But this AI stuff really, like, brings up a point I like to talk about a lot. So if you listen to our show, you know that I never shut up about the fact that I make music, right?
Yeah.
Still trying to chase the music dream. By the way, the day this comes out, I'm dropping a 12-song rock album.
Ooh.
Listen to it. Viral
C22. What's the name?
Album is called Rage, R-A-J-E.
Oh, yeah, I knew this one.
Anyway.
Okay.
So I make my own music, and this has really showed me that,
wait,
like,
by the day that it comes out? Dropping tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So people are putting their own lyrics with, like, Drake's voice or something, and it's getting a lot – it's getting very popular. This just shows that, like, people don't really listen to necessarily the songs as much as the artist.
The voice and artist.
If it makes me think that, like, if I threw some of my stuff in an AI, like a Drake AI or, like, a Juice AI, it'd
yeah.
be big, you know, which – I don't know. That's just
if you
me.
Wanted to be like a ghostwriter or something like that,
that, right.
that might be able to get like a
right. That's just me trying to, you know, chase my music dream. Anyway, on the music topic, still, some concerts were supposed to happen.
Yeah,
Morgan Wallen's touring right now, and he canceled a show in Mississippi. He like came out on stage even, mm-hmm. then canceled the show within like 5 minutes because he lost his voice. Obviously, he's going to reschedule and he's going to refund people that can't make it back. And then the Kid Laroi, who was supposed to be here tonight. Actually, there was supposed to be a meet and greet going on right now.
Yep.
He was told by a doctor not to fly or sing for 48 hours, so he has to cancel this show.
Which is so weird. That's like what?
And the Loveland, Colorado show. He's rescheduled them both, so they're still going to happen. But
yeah.
I know for me personally, I was going with two people that can't go now with the
yep.
new date, and it just sucks. It's not Laroi's fault. Like, mm-hmm. There's no reason to be upset at him. It's just an unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, when that does happen, it should be fun.
Yep.
Other concert news, I guess. After I heard Laroi canceled, I'm like, ugh, I need a new concert ticket. So, next Friday, I'm going to see a rock band called From Ashes to New, who I just found out about, like, 3 days ago.
Well, the funny thing is that, like, I mean, I am not a big concert person.
I love them. I'm
like,
obsessed.
And that's the weird thing is, like, you know, this is, like, one of the, like, I haven't gone to many concerts. This would be, like, one of my first couple, like, so it's just kind of strange because it's,
yeah.
like, a dynamic, but,
I love it. I love the environment of concerts. I've been to a lot, and I plan to go to many more.
I also feel like it's weird if you just go alone, though, too.
People say that. I've gone to 2 concerts alone, and I really enjoyed it.
What do you do? You just sit there by yourself? Like,
sing and dance, man. Like, it's fun. Like, there's just something about being in the same room as the artist that's just kind of surreal.
Yeah.
And the environment. And I really like crowds. Mm-hmm. Like at sporting events or concerts or whatever. So I like the crowd feel, and it's really cool to see in real life someone that you usually only see on a screen. It mm-hmm. it just makes the music more real, if that makes
sense. I just
sense.
Like talking as well, like conversing with people that like also know it, that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, you
know?
Just sit in line and talk with people who like the same music as you for a couple hours. It's great. Last thing we should touch on.
Yeah, Ruby.
We got a house.
We talked about this last episode. We finally got the house. We updated. We're stressing about it. But
so it's us two and 3 other people.
SIGEP/Sports and Stuff House.
Seriously. And it's awesome, man. It's a cheap house. It has a front and backyard.
This
it's
is got so nice. Pre-furnished.
Parking, utilities, pre-furnished. Furnishing. It's close to campus, but not too close that there's always going to be a ton of people. Like it is the perfect house. And yeah, I mean, as much content as we've been putting out this year compared to last year, next year's going to be even more.
Yeah.
We're going to be living 5 feet apart from each other. So, I mean, I'm really excited, man.
Dude, it's gonna
we
be,
move in.
Dude, and this,
we move
this
in
helps,
July.
Like,
this
helps us do so much more content that we like wanted to do. Like, we could do like the live streaming of games.
And
like,
you don't have to drive 40 minutes to record every
day. And that also is an issue where, like, if I forget the battery at home, like, I'm not going to drive 40 minutes just to get the battery again. Like, it's going to be like a 5-minute like drive. So, that's something. So it's really awesome. But I think that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to Sports Stuff Show. Make sure to listen to all of our episodes on any platform, YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, everything. TikTok. And we'll see you as a
Rage,
3 times award winner.
Rage comes out tomorrow night. Listen to it.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Peace.